do two pods in one song.
The City of Angels is black and gold. You are listening to the Heart of LAFC podcast. And now, Joseph Zacher.
Greetings, Los Angeles. Welcome to episode 344 of the Heart of LAFC podcast. For this one, we're going to call it Roadkill for very obvious reasons as we struggle yet again on the road. But this is also going to be our Open Cup preview for the round of 32. So that's good news as well, as we already see blood in the water for MLS in the first entry of MLS teams as Houston, the defending champion, gets sent home. Yeah, right. Upset's already taken off. It's good news, I think, for the Open Cup. As long as it's not us getting knocked out, it's all good. Congrats to Detroit City FC on the huge win, by the way. That's great for a community-owned team to do what they did. Also, our condolences to Orange County, who could have been our next opponent. We have a lot of friends over there. They fell short tonight, so that's kind of rough. That being said, we will definitely cover the last game. We're not going to let them get away with that, but we are definitely going to cover it well and talk about Vegas and what to expect up there for all you guys traveling. Yeah, going to be a fun episode. Not the longest, of course. Going to keep this quick because, you know, it looks like a double pod week, but we'll get you the details. Of course, tonight I've got Tony with me tonight. Tony, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm not excited for Open Cup again. We'll see what the rotation is for this one because we've heard rumors and stuff, but we'll see. But again, it's still frustrating from the loss. We honestly should have won that game. But we'll talk about it later. We'll talk about it moving forward.
Oh, we'll get into it. That's for sure. Definitely, this is a gloves come off kind of night. I will tell you that because it's just a lot of unacceptable things. So, yeah, we're going to get into that. Of course, those of you already traveling, because I already see you guys heading out, including the team, apparently. They're already heading out there. Yeah, safe travels to all of you. It sounds like we're going to have a good number, and you should be able to dominate that stadium from what I've seen from past games for Las Vegas. We could definitely make it our home. So good on you guys for making the trip in the middle of the week. Not an easy thing to do, but yeah, good on you guys. All right, so let's get into it. I think the biggest news outside of the terrible match was Mueller getting promoted. Tony and I think we were both foreshadowing that, especially Tony. That the signing was imminent, right, yeah, Tony?
100%.
Yeah, which was well deserved. We're happy for it. But you know, if you do promote a guy, you might want to play him some. Mm-hmm. Especially when others aren't doing their jobs. Yeah, might be a good time to play the man. Maybe tomorrow in the Open Cup, we shall see. But yes, congrats to him. He's earned it. We're happy about that. Now, I'm not going to beat around the bush. We're just going to jump into this. Let's talk about the last match. We got to do it. I know Tony's like, dang, man, do I have to talk about the last match?
We have to.
Yeah, man. We got to address the elephant in the room because it's here and it's terrible and it's ugly and it's something we cannot avoid. Of course, what happened? Our amazing supporters who traveled all that way were wasted on that trip. Basically, they didn't utilize the advantage that they created. They showed the passion on the day while our side did something that just ain't cool, man. Well, they lost 3-1 in San Jose against a team that was struggling mightily while we were looking like we might be getting back to normal. It went ugly. It went ugly quick. We really didn't find our feet for this entire game. Yes, we did get a goal, but it could have been worse. That's how bad the game was. So, looking at the lineups and who we had, you look at the lineup and go, hey, this should have been a competitive match. They should have been better than this. Yeah. So we had Lloris in goal. We had Murillo and Chanot just as expected out there. We had Palencia and Hollingshead. Tillman, Sanchez, Atuesta. Again, the standard. Olivera, Bogus, and Boanga. The standard. Everyone knows what it is. Maybe that's the problem, right? Things just got stale. I don't know, but that's who we had. It should have been our strongest, most experienced lineup we could throw out there. San Jose, on the other hand, again, had to make some adjustments, but not too surprising. Yarbrough was in goal. Rodriguez and Wilson were their center backs on the day. Ocampo and Costa were their outside backs. Their midfield was Gresso as their playmaker, with Yule and Scahan as their other. Espinosa and Pellegrino were their outside attacking wingers. Ebobise was the target man, someone we know really well. Of course, the player that we were a little bit worried about as the new signing didn't start this game, but guess what? It really didn't matter, did it? Got ugly very, very quickly, and that's when I throw it to Tony with the low lights on the day.
Lights in the fifth minute, Rodriguez. Rodriguez, but Esnazi ends up scoring in the fifth minute, and just from there, it's just honestly, I don't know, I remember listening to defenders as congratulations on going to almost 300 after this one. I'll say that, but I'll congratulate them when they hit 300, but in their final episode for 299, they mentioned that something about open stadiums, like big stadiums like that, we just somehow just don't play well with. I don't know, it could be like that. San Jose, like, honestly, I kind of want to boycott going to San Jose as in that stadium, because they just like this big stadium and they put our supporters all the way up in like nosebleeds. But then you have two sections for your supporter section on each end, which is kind of odd and weird, but not really filled. I don't know. It's just besides the point, just me ranting on about egos. me ranting on about stupid little things that I have no control over. The club has no control over it, but in general, just a dumb idea. I get it. Bigger stadiums, if it's in actual stadiums like in Madrid or other stadiums like that. But unfortunately, this is how we had to do it. But thank you. Good turnout for the 3252, of course. Thank you for all who went up there. It took strong. But that's the only highlight of the thing, because it was a snore fest. We were not playing to our ability. We are a better team. We are not performing to the levels that we should be, and that's honestly how we deal with so many missed opportunities. Again, I don't want to be, it's like I'm being a broken record repeating the same thing, missed opportunity after missed opportunity, and just no, I guess, fight is the best way to say it. Even though they're like, I don't want to say that we've lost some fight, but there's just something that's just not, something in the Kool-Aid that's not working.
Lazy. I'll say it right now, it's lazy. There's little things that you do in a game to win the game, to have an advantage, to do just the basics. If you just did the basics in this game, two of those goals don't fall. It's simple.
Yeah.
How do you defend a corner like that? Not once, but twice.
Yeah, I haven't got to that part yet.
I know. You're going to go into it. I'll let you do it, but I just, how do you not put a guy on the post? And then you suffer from it. They come and do it again, and this time they really punish you for not just attention to detail, right? The simplest of things. And, of course, Lloris altogether, I don't get it. If you're not going to get to the ball, at least fake that you're trying. You know, like just watching balls roll into the back post, far post, whatever it is. If it's anything low, I guess we're just going to watch it from here on out. I don't understand it, how – you're in your box. You're supposed to own your box. Am I wrong in this? But it seems like he just holds the line and just like, well, if it hits me, it hits me. Cool. Like there's no aggression, domination, leadership, I think is the big thing in the box. Where's the instruction to your defenders? Where's any of that animated play into it? Max would have, right? For what, $1.50 more? Like he would have, how many others would have? It's insane to me to see how casual we take it back there. And now we suffer, right? We get this loss where there's two, I'm sorry, just goals you cannot forgive. It's ridiculous. It's amateur. And then again, not to even dive or take an attempt or do anything to even become a part of the play and just let it go. It just drives me nuts. I can't take that. It's just too much for me at this point. I'm seeing too much of the, oh, I'm going to watch it go past me. Even if you can't get it, try. It's just weird to me. I don't understand that. Like, are you that far past it? You just can't go for those anymore? I don't know, but I'm there. Now, I'm not blaming it all on the goalkeeper because, man, there was so much more in this game that was unacceptable, and that's just not at our level that I think we are. At least I hope that I think we are outside of our stadium. But those, to me, are the giveaways, just the simple, cheap stuff. Like, you just can't go there. All right, I'll give it back to you. I had to go off.
Oh, no. There's a lot to go off because it's just like, what, 55th minute, another goal easily could have been. Like, just a couple of defensive, like, adjustments. And, like, I know we're being nitpicky, but it's an ongoing situation that's just, like, we need to finish. Our wings, like, our right back, left back are somewhat solid. Like, I get, like, no offense, nothing taken from Holly's head. He's decent, but he does get burned. That's old age, of course. You know, he's never been a fast.
It's back. Also tactical, right?
Yeah, he's of course.
To go there.
Exactly. Yeah. So, it's like, I'm not going off of, but our middle is just... bringing in a defending an MLS champion, like, back, like, yes, older, but could have brought leadership, and he was known for leadership from that team, but it doesn't seem like he's doing anything there. Mario, I love him. He plays with passion, but again, it's always, we don't know which Mario we're going to get, and we're getting the wrong side of Mario this time around, because that, let's just be honest, that goal, when he just... It just he does. I don't know. It's like, yeah,
it was, you just leave your feet, which cancels you out of the play, right? Mm-hmm. Simply put, if you leave your feet and don't make a contact with anything, you've basically canceled yourself out.
And that's what happened.
That's the game. Like, if you commit, you have to commit. And Chanot on the play, I mean, he elevated to try to at least block the play,
But
if you're pinching, you would think the other defender would be dropping
lower
behind. Yeah, it was just ugly. It was ugly. Our center backs weren't communicating in this play. That's what this is.
Yeah.
And it cost us again.
Yeah. The Olympic goal, but an own goal by Boanga. But again, that doesn't go own goal if we have someone on the post. And then this is the frustrating part. So Oliver, after a mistake on the defensive end on San Jose, we get the ball back. Oliver puts it in. Great shot, great goal. Like, this is what we expect from him. A little too little too late. But then there's a change. And it's like, if we started like this in the whole game, we win. Like that, yeah. Like their aggression, the passing, like everything that was going on after that goal, or just even if we play like that for a half, we dominate. But at the end of the day, there's a missed opportunity by, again, Oliveira. But again, that was more of the pass was passed so hard that it got to his foot that he didn't have time to react. As a striker, you should be able to react, but I don't expect too much from Oliveira at the moment. So it is what it is. And we end up Levi Stadium with a loss, not even no points, no nothing. And just a tough bus ride back home for most of their supporters.
A brutal bus ride back home in the rain, right? Mm-hmm. You call out the grumpy stuff, right? Terrible. I'm with you on that. You know, it was interesting. Bogus comes out, Kamara comes in. Okay, target man. Campos comes in, a little more speed on the outside, right? Mm-hmm. For Hollingshead. And okay, so it added a little bit more tempo to the game, and it did look, they look promising. We've had other games where we've had Atuesta to drop low, Ilya come out, right? Bogus drop in, and then you open up that forward position again to a target striker, which, would you look at that? It seems to create things. What a shock. A target striker creates things. What? That happens? Yeah, it does. It's funny how tactics work. They've worked each time we've done it, and you start to wonder, well, if it's working now, could it work in the fifth minute? I'm with you, Tony. Like, if it does work and you're preparing for a big name striker to come in later this year, wouldn't it make sense to play a system that's already ready made when he gets here?
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, all I do know is this is we're terrible on the road right now, and doing the same exact things at home on the road, just it's not cutting it. So you got to wonder, now what? You got to take risks. You got to do things. You got to change things. You have to approach things differently in each game. And cookie cutter every week where everyone knows what you're going to do, I think it's starting to get exposed. Am I wrong, Tony, in this?
No, because we're going to get exposed. And it's like, okay, we say we make playoffs. We get mate, depending on where we end up on in the standings, and we get one home game. So that's road games the whole rest of the way. And
yeah,
if we continue this on like this record on that one road game on the playoffs, it's an early exit for us.
Yeah. So there's just, for me, you know, the tactics are what they are. They're predictable. The execution's not there from our players at the moment. The back is just, it's all bad things right now. We are missing opportunities up front. Yes, they're still creating opportunities. So mm-hmm. on that side, I can be positive. It's not exciting, but they are still creating opportunities. But yeah, what's happening between our center backs and our goalkeeper right now is that's our Achilles heel again. So now what do we do? Well, we bring on the Open Cup, right? Yeah. We get to take a little vacation from the current situation and play a team from the lower division and hope we don't screw it all up like Houston did tonight. So there is that. That's what I'm seeing. I think you're with me on this and on the last game is we expect to see something different. If it comes out exactly the same as before at home, maybe that's fine. But on the road, man, you're one of the worst on the road in the league. Truth, hard truth. So do something simple. All right. There are some comments. I think I'm just going to throw the comments out there, hear from you guys, because you guys, I know, are ready to go with this. So let's do this. Let's see. As Dave Gomez says, let's do this. First on there. There we go. Forza Black and Gold on here says, how's it going, fellas? Like the midweek pod. Yeah, it time's called for it, right? Open Cup, we got to talk about it. Got to promote the cup, man. Got to love it. Burke says, really surprised OCSC already knocked out of the cup. We are too. We're sad about it, to be honest. The new kits they made just for the Open Cup, that's even more wild that it's done. Like, dang, that's tough. Burke says, Levi Stadium is trash. Oh, it's not a soccer stadium. Well, that's the easiest way to say it. It's an NFL place.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel friendly at all, and where they throw us isn't friendly either. And yeah, I get the money, the cash grab, but do I want my team leaving our actual home field advantage for something like that? No, hell no. Play at home, we play at home. Marvin says, I could have sworn Lloris ducked for the second goal, like he got scared, like it would hit him. I think it was more of bodies coming towards him in that situation. I don't know, man. It just, he's freezing. There's something going on there. There's definitely a confidence issue, I'll say that, which you don't expect from a player of his caliber. But yeah, there's definitely a disconnect. It's weird. It is. Mendo, good evening, fellas. Mendo says, I missed the episode. Just land in Vegas for tomorrow's match versus Lights. Good on you for being there. If there was ever a time to miss our episode, traveling to a match would be the reason why. Good on you for doing that. Catch us later on, you know, on the pod itself. And he also says he's going to rewatch it. So there it is. It will be here. It doesn't go away. We keep them on. We don't delete them. You know how that works. So good on you, Mendo. Love it, man. So on all you guys, dude, thank you for that. All right, Tony, I'm going to throw this over to you for a little bit of community love before we get into the preview. We'll make this short, make this sweet, make this amazing, like he always does. So Tony, you have the floor, sir.
We'll make it sweet, short and sweet, because quick turnaround, not too many watch parties. The only one that was appeared quickly, because again, it's a midweek, it's hard to do watch parties midweek and like people working, getting out there. So I know Empire Boys will be at SoFi Rancho at 11747 Stadium Way in Rancho Cucamonga. So if you're out there, they're having a watch party for sure. You are able to watch this, though, because we have to mention this. Like, it's a free broadcast. It's going to be via the United States Soccer Federation page. There's a link via LAFC if you want to go check it out. Like, it's a lot of words for the Federation. Sorry. I'm just like the SS. I was like, wait, what? Sorry. So it'll be at 7:30 of the game. Of course, 3252 memberships are still available. If you know, if you haven't signed up, please do sign up. Helps supporter groups, helps the 3252 with costs for TIFOs, drum repair, you know, away day, ticket allotments, and so forth. So if you can, sign up when you're available. There are three tiers. Remember, these do go out eventually. As soon as it's filled, and we have to wait till next season to go on moving forward. There'll still be donations if you want to do it, but to get cool, some cool stuff, that is still available. As well as the 2024 art show with Bark Army and AIM and 3252 is still going on, still accepting submissions, any kind of mediums is welcome. So just reach out to bagivesback@gmail.com for anything that represents Los Angeles. And also the Mo Fazio futsal court is still going on. Let's build this court. Let's finally get just a groundbreaking somewhat going. So that will be at lafc.com/mo-fazio. So that is all for community news.
Thank you, sir, for that. I didn't really prep up a Black and Gold Vinyl Club minute, but yeah, I'll just throw up what came up on my
on my Viva list Elvis Presley.
Yeah, you know how it is. What? Nah, man. Yeah, you could do Vegas. Viva Las Vegas for Elvis Presley. Totally unrelated to Vegas, but I was listening to Till Lindemann's new single as well. He's the lead singer from Rammstein. Really good stuff, by the way. If you want to check that out, if you like a little bit harder, good stuff. It sounds a little bit like Rammstein, but it does have its own vibe. So yeah, that was fun. Definitely check that out. But yeah, Viva Las Vegas, that might be your best one, especially heading out that way. Let's trap them out there. Let's do the job, guys. Let's make it happen. But yes, there we go. Now, before we talk about the Vegas match itself, I did want to give a quick LAFC2 update. Thanks to the amazing Araceli, who did give us some amazing details about a road win. Yes, some happy news before we preview the match. LAFC basically is back on top of the Western Conference. What? Yes. Hey, an LAFC side on top of the conference. We like that sort of thing. So good on LAFC2 for doing it. Basically, they overcome what? Snow. What? An LAFC team overcoming bad weather? That happens? Yes, LAFC2 overcame the elements following a brief weather delay in snowy Utah. Oh, we've heard this one before. To down the Real Monarchs in their first road trip with a win of 3-2. You mean the goalie didn't, hide from the wind? What? Okay. Goals scored by Leonardo Flores, Adrian Wibowo, and Matt Evans. Tommy Musto, of course, assisted all three goals. Of course, some of the usual suspects were with the big team, so that kind of affected things, right? Now, next match will be this Sunday as the boys host the Whitecaps, too, at Titan Stadium. It will stream on MLSNextPro.com, so definitely check that out. It's a 1 p.m. kickoff this Sunday. Yeah, Mother's Day, right? So if you have the time, what? Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think so.
If you have the time, you can watch it. Otherwise, you know what you should be doing. So there you go. all right. So let's move on to it. Let's get into the match itself. Open Cup round of 32. Like I said, there's already blood in the water for MLS. They haven't come off clean. They lost one already as Houston dropped out of this thing. We're playing the Lights. The Lights are an interesting crew. Now, we knew they were bad when we were in charge of them. Guess what? They're still bad. they basically have lost their last three games. Like one win in their last five. It's not looking so great for these guys. Current record is basically 3 wins, 6 losses, no draws. Yeah, that's what we're seeing here. Now, included in the last three losses, they had a 6-0 defeat to Charleston Battery out in Charleston. That's pretty brutal. And they happen to have the worst goals against in the entire league. So that is the current situation for Las Vegas Lights. I had a good chance to check out how they did against New Mexico. They just lost 2-1 to them on May 4th. What I can tell you is they have some offensive firepower if necessary, but man, transition's rough, defense is rough, they scramble a lot in their own box. It's been a little messy for them organization wise Goalkeeper, though, does keep them in it, so we do have to watch out for that. He had some massive saves in that game to keep it respectable, but they are struggling right now. We're not the only one struggling. They're really struggling. So that should be an interesting thing. Now, how did they get to the round of 32, you asked, since they are having such a hard time? Their one win in that last five was their Open Cup match. They played Spokane Velocity FC, which is, of course, one rung below. They took it 2-1. It took extra time to get the victory, but they did get the win in the Open Cup. So that is how they ended up facing us. Now, what do they do on the field? What do they show up with? Last game? Check it out. Not too hard to figure out. They played with a 4-2-3-1. Yeah. Two deep defensive midfielders to try to hold things pretty much. Now, who are the guys to look for? Of course, their goalkeeper, Raiko Rosarena, again, stands out. One really hard shot against that maybe could have got to in the last game, but otherwise a lot of saves and bailing his team out. He even stopped a penalty the last game. So that is kind of a bright spot for them. They have Clemente and Hafferty as their center backs. Smart and Negro as their outside backs. Gondo and Adams as defensive midfielders. Noel as their attacking midfielder. Samake and Joseph Giao, I believe he played for Cincinnati last year. He was the outside attacking midfielder with Alba up top. Now, that would be what you would expect from that lineup, but there are some injuries that they're dealing with, so that will affect what they do in this game. And you're like, well, who's missing? Well, forward Joe Giao had to be taken off the field last game. He'll probably not play this game. He has a left quadriceps injury. Midfielder Giovanni Aguilar, right knee injury, and Christian Pinzon, right foot, all ruled out for this match. Because one is questionable, I guess, for Joe, but otherwise, the other two are definitely out. On our end, of course, there's expectation that we're going to rotate. We'll talk about that in a bit. I would say the guys to look out for their team, of course, Valentin Noel, who is healthy. He's got 3 goals in their first 8 matches. Oh, yeah, he also has 2 assists. So he's the guy that is really standing out for them. Giosu Samaki, also 3 goals and 2 assists. Isn't that interesting how that plays itself? After that, Coleman Gannon, he's got 1 goal. Smart's got 1 goal. Alba's got 1 goal. After that, yeah, nothing. Yeah, spread around. It's not so great right now for these guys, I'm telling you. Are they really bad? I mean, they did still manage 3 wins on the season, so there's something there. It's not something we can laugh at after what we did this last week, but yes, they've had some adversity, and that's where they are. What else might we see in the lineup if you look at past matches like the one they lost 6-0? Gannon could be in for Noel. Asante should probably be in for Giao since Giao's hurt. And Samake I expect to still be on that side. But Samake can also be your left wing back. So yeah, it should be interesting to see what they go with. But they do have a little bit of shuffling to do because Giao is an important player for them. And it's just how it's gotta be. Our side's the better story. What are we showing up with? I saw everybody looking at the pictures, see who's getting on the plane, who's not getting on, who's the travelers for this game, seeing the familiar faces. Yeah, I'd be concerned. You're concerned, Tony.
Yeah.
At
this point, it's like we ain't like that. Shout out to everyone who came back from Defenders Live. How you guys? But honestly, whoever, it's not concerning about who's coming in. It's just concerning of production, you know? Who we want to see is best way to say it, and we all know who we want to see. There's a certain German we want to see play.
Good things happen when guys named Mueller play. I'm telling you, long history of this
experience over here.
Yeah. So, an experience. I just hunger. Like, he's looked the part. Even in training, he's looked the part. This would be a game where he could really take flight. Same with Angel. If you're going to rotate, those guys need time. We know they're going to rotate the roster. There's no way they're throwing the A roster into this match. It's just not happening. We might want it. We want to, yeah, let's go. Let's get these guys. Let's bid them 5-6-0. Let's go crazy with this thing. Get big with it. But honestly, that's not going to happen. You can't expect it to happen. It is the Open Cup, and it's the early rounds. Do I want a full LAFC's two squad? Hell no. We don't want to see that. We want to see a mix. We want to see the young kids that are on our senior roster get minutes and do what they got to do. That is important. As one of the benefits of the Open Cup is when you're playing a side like this, that some of those fringe players now get the minutes they need. Right? They get to take flight. And in this case, we know Angel needs it. Definitely know Mueller needs it. Shoot, Olvera might still need it because he needs confidence, right? Getting a goal this last match builds confidence, even in a bad game. Could this be one where he plays again? So it's going to be really interesting to see how this sets up. I can tell you this much. You can pretty much guarantee if it's an over 30 player that's playing a lot of minutes in the lead up to this, I wouldn't bet on them playing in this game. I'll go to you, Tony. You thinking the same thing? Rotation, but not full rotation, partial?
I think it's partial rotation. We already know who in the back can come in. Of course, Campos, Young, easy.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. Mueller is another one. Dueñas, Ordaz. If, as we were talking about earlier, I think that's who we see in the front. That's what we would like to see in the front. Maybe that experience. Of course,
I would love to see the Olvera, Angel, Mueller trifecta up there.
Yeah.
Olvera, because honestly, he does have the experiences the other two don't have. And the other two are hungry. Right? There's a hunger there. I think it would make sense. Midfield situation, I mean, how much you want to bet Sanchez doesn't play in this game? Would anybody take that bet against me?
I don't. He could. I'd say he just plays a half, if anything. Bogus, I know for sure, comes in that one because he's, again,
young.
Youth. Do we see Dueñas, though? That's the question. Or Tillman. Do you think Tillman goes for it?
I think so. He's so confident right now. I mean, what if we saw Bogus, Tillman, and Dueñas back there?
I'd be okay with that.
Right? I mean, let it rip. Dueñas can play defensive midfield. We know this already.
Mm-hmm.
So he could be the guy anchoring that. Shoot, he plays defender when he needs to. So that could be something we see in this game. Again, remember who our opponent is. Backline, though, honestly, like, Hollingshead, if he plays, it's going to be on the other side. You got to play Campos. He needs the minutes. Mm-hmm. He just does. Other than that, maybe the center backs do need a game to build confidence. Just put him back in the mix. Right?
What's long?
Get it done, get it right.
Have we seen anything long on his development right now, or is he still mending?
Which player?
Long.
Look, the last time we saw him, he was fully training outside of contact. Wasn't making contact, so we don't know. They're saying June is the return, according to FotMob. I mean, that's what it says, so I don't know. It could be a mystery. I wouldn't be surprised. The one guy I do expect to start is Segura. I do expect him to start in this game. I know people shaking their heads, but look, he's been playing good for LAFC too. He has. And what level are we against? It's who's next to him. I think Chanot and him would be the good combo for this game. Let Mario take a break. You know, he's already had a knock this season, so it might be good for him to rest. The right back situation, don't be surprised if it platoons between Palencia and Hollingshead. Both play, but play limited minutes.
Okay with that. Like,
that would be my prediction. One of those guys gets the start, but it's not going to be more than 60 while the other comes in. And now brings us to goal. Tony, Lloris, do you expect him to play in this game?
I don't think so. Honestly, I think we play the backup to see what he can do, but I would want to see
Romero.
I would honestly see Romero play because he not saying like we just got to see where the kid is, and this is a perfect opportunity to see with a mishmash of the first and second team. Hey, you never know. We could bring up your favorite player from LAFC too.
I'm being nice. I'm trying to at least.
Yeah.
He has stepped up for LAFC too. He's one of the reasons why they're in first place in the standings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he loved the last match, right, against his old team.
Yeah.
I mean, again, if he's doing the job, if he's getting it done, I'm sure he'd be fine in this match. Someone's got to rotate in. I think Lloris clearly needs to sit.
Yeah.
That's for certain. But someone else, it's going to be, you know, Romero or the other.
Yeah. So
I expect.
Yeah. We have a lot of
comments. Let's throw it out to you guys as well. I see about 18 comments. So let's see your lineups. Where's your rotation at? You know it's going to be rotation. And it's not going to be like the thing we did against Monterey where it's every child on the field. looking like a bunch of ball boys out there. I don't think we're going to have the ball boy lineup this time.
Please don't. If we win, if we do, like I don't – this is maybe our only opportunity besides League Cup to get into – Champions League or Champions Cup or whatever it's called, but take it seriously. Honestly, like we need to take it seriously because it's like we had had multiple opportunities last season, but we didn't take this one easily, which would have been the easiest one we'd be playing in Campeones Cup or whatever it's called at the moment. And who knows where we would have been depending on the season, depending on what our who we would have signed or kept. But
read this, the tea leaves as well.
Yeah, true. But so it's just this is our best opportunity. And if we don't go with full strength and win this cup, then there's League's Cup. And because of right now, playoffs is not the best option to win. I still have championship hopes, but let's get our foot in first and then we can go on forward.
Those two DPs need to be properly utilized if we're gonna have any chance, and we don't have them yet, right? Mm-hmm. We don't know if they're gonna be healthy, right? Yeah. We don't know what to expect from it. It's a long way away. I will say this, looking at the way the tournament has fallen so far, if we can get past Vegas, you play Luton United FC, an even lower level, okay? At BMO. It's already settled. It's at BMO. Now, after that, looking at the results tonight, you had Sacramento Republic and San Jose Advance. So Oakland Roots and Monterey Bay are out. I mean, logic says, right? San Jose and Sacramento are going to play each other. And mm-hmm. The winner of that would be our next round after that. Tell me I'm wrong, right? That's what it looks like to me. And so how many MLS teams do you have to deal with to get farther down? Well, we know Atlanta's still in the mix. Dallas is still in the mix. San Jose is still in the mix. And there's some others that play tomorrow as well. As I look at it, we got, New York FC 2. That's interesting. Teams in the show. Yeah. Sporting Kansas City, Real Salt Lake is still, they're going to play tomorrow. Seattle Sounders is going to play tomorrow. So that's the other MLS sides. So, but again, they're all far away from us, I guess. So, yeah, should be interesting. Let's focus on us, of course. But the opportunity is there. It's simply there. We just have to take advantage of it. All right. So you got 20 comments from the faithful. We're not avoiding that. Let's go right to it. Let's see what you guys have to say. Let's have fun with this tonight. Back to it.
Dolo on the hot seat.
Oh, Mendo says, yeah, we switched the schedule. We might be on Thursday. It's not done yet. That could still happen. Again, we got to preview another match. So Mendo's asking that. Alexandro Sandoval says, Dolo on the hot seat if we lose. No, they're not. I still think the way our team sees the Open Cup is like, well, if we do, we do. If we don't, we don't. I don't see desperation from the side for this tournament. Not from the higher ups. I don't see that. The focus is playoffs and winning the cup. That's the focus. It's always going to be the focus. Are they going to be ready for it? So that's for sure. So we'll see. Let's see. Joey. The defenders rush their shut off to send people over. Thank you, defenders, again. The best of the best, man. We love you guys. Keep doing what you do. Yay. Nice. There we go. Mr. Gutierrez, he came from it. Love it. Alan Hernandez jumped on from defenders as well. You see, there you go.
from Vegas.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so I move it down a little bit, looking at what we got. Questions about Mueller, of course. Joey says, why Luis? It's like, why is a lot of guys named Mario over there? It's just a thing, you know. But yeah, history's in Germany, that's for sure.
History's in Germany, college out here. That's as
college high out here, it shows, yeah. It's Gressel vibes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely Gressel vibes. Alan Hernandez says, I want to see Mueller and Campos. I do too. Campos needs a game like this. Joey says, Kamara definitely not playing. I don't know about that. Did you guys see him on the plane? I didn't see the pictures tonight.
No, yeah.
I think he's going. I think he'll be that. I would look at him as a super sub in this kind of a game. Like, oh man, we got to get one. Put him in. This will be a game where, of course, him as a target man is going to be fun. Jonah B says, our starters lost to the last place team. We need our starters to play and build confidence. Yeah, I don't see it. Would I like it? Yeah, of course. I just don't see the vibe right now. I think they're going for hunger in this one. Let's see. We've got... Oh, Alan, this is a good question from you. I like this. He says, does the multiple languages in defense hurt their game? French, Spanish, English? I mean, Spanish, we've always had kind of as a working language within the lineup. It has always been. You know, I'm pretty sure Chanot can speak multiple languages, so I think we're okay on that. And Lloris, he just needs to speak. I'm not noticing much shouting at all from him, but... Yeah, Mario and him, there's definitely seems to be a communication issue. We don't know why. Could it be languages? Maybe, but yeah, they're not going there. Joey's like, no Chell left behind. Pretty much, that's what it's gonna be. Arcelli did jump on as well. Says one benefit I see of having most of the kids play somewhat is Gannon and Noel were big playmakers in MLS NP last season, so can easily fall on past experience depending on who Vegas plays. So there, she knows like what they're bringing into this mix, and now they're doing their thing. So we'll see how that plays. And thank you, Joey, for calling us Pod Fathers. We've got a great, again, the Pod fam has been around. We got some experience on the pods at this point. We've all been around a while. You've seen the super pods. We're lucky. We're definitely blessed when it comes to podcasts. I can tell you, looking at other MLS podcasts and Variety, it's big here. That's for sure. And we're happy for it. That's for sure. So thank you, Joey. Let's see. Joey says, wasn't Romero the only guy in the pregame presser? Again, I hope he plays. I do. I think we want to see Romero play this game. Tony, you're probably with me on this. So we want to see Romero get his minutes here.
Yeah, this is a perfect opportunity. You know what I mean? Like, Lloris just, I don't know if he just needs to rest and he can use the rest and see what's going on just to see where Romero's at, you know?
Yeah.
What we have.
Yeah, exactly. It's he's been working hard. We know he has. He puts in the work every week. These are the kind of games he needs. So I think, and you know, what if Lloris comes up with an injury, right? You got to be ready. Can't go scrambling by somebody. He's got to play some games. Simple. So it'll be a good thing. Joey's agreeing with the back line that I threw up as well. Good on you for that one. And Joey says, I hear the FO is big on Abraham Romero. Now look at this. Abraham Romero has been around for how long? Biding his time. This is his chance to shine. I hope he does. That's my hope for this game. Pablo is on it as well. Romero. Yeah. This is his shot. Again, you got to give these guys a shot. This is a perfect chance to do it. So that's one beauty of the Open Cup. You don't go too far into it, right? But this is a good one. This makes sense. So, that's where we're looking at. We'll see what happens. Tony, any other thoughts from you on this match as we get ready for this bad boy and start wrapping this episode up?
I hope they just don't take it lightly. That's the only thing. Like, yeah. Besides the what we usually say about coming into a game, finish chances, all that stuff, the main... the main takeaway, if you take anything away from this pod or in any of them, is just don't take them lightly. Because yes, Vegas is a last place team, but look what just happened to us against a last place team. We lost. Mind you, Vegas is a different team, but don't overlook them. We still need the games in front of us. Let's go into this, focus, and on, but move on in a positive way where we're like, okay, we won, and we won the way we should have won. Not we won by a bare minimum.
We haven't got results on the road this year against any opponent. You know, we had a man advantage in Portland and got a draw. Like,
yeah,
we really have not performed at all on the road this year. It's been rough. I don't care who the opponent is. Our performances haven't been there. Does not matter who the opponent is. If we're not performing, if we're not utilizing things, if we're not doing the basics of defending, right? The basics on a dead ball. I don't care who you play. You're going to blow it. It's got to be better from us. It's about us this time. More than anything else, it's about us this time. We know Vegas is going to go out hard in this game. They're going to treat it like a cup final because, man, you're playing LAFC. You're playing an MLS side, and the highlight for USL teams is to take an MLS team down, especially under the political climate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially because the league feels like it's threatened, which means those guys' livelihoods feel threatened. They're going to play you hard in this game. It's going to be a rough one. I expect physicality in this game. But if you come in soft, they're going to get you. I guarantee it. Like, if you're not coming in right, they're professionals. They will find a way to get to you. We have to take it serious. Critically important. So, on that note, guys, thank you for all the comments tonight. It was good. Good ones. Good questions. Love all of it. Keep it going. We'll probably see you guys on Thursday as well. For the weekend preview, that is the plan, right, Tony? That is the plan.
Yeah.
And get back on Thursday again to preview that, and of course break down what happens tomorrow. So yeah, that is it. Looks like Joey's got one last comment, so I'm going to give him that one and then we'll close this bad boy out. He says, a surprise to hear Coach DBC talk about an individual on the road. I think Bogus. Anyway, hell yeah to Tony and Joseph both. Let's get this one on the road. Yes, that is where it is. That is what we're going to do. So let's do this one. Final comments. I'm going to have Tony kick this one off because it's what we do. Give us your final thoughts, my friend.
Final thoughts. Just be for the travelers. Be safe out there. As always, give them hell out there. Let's get these 3 points needed. Not even 3 points. Let's get this win. I'm sorry. I'm already going thinking of what Vancouver preview that we have to get through. But let's just get this win and advance into this Open Cup and take this Open Cup. Like, this is the only cup we haven't won yet besides the new Leagues Cup that it wasn't created a couple of years, like last year. So let's get this last trophy into our trophy case so we have the trifecta. And, you know, get ready, boost this confidence, moving into going back home. And, yeah, that's about it.
I'm with you. I'm going to say this to the club itself. I think it's more to them. We want the cup. I'm putting the shirt on. We want the cup. We need the cup. This is domestic. This is the oldest competition in the country. What, third oldest competition in the world when it comes to football?
Mm-hmm.
It should be more important than people are taking it. Take it serious. Get this thing. This is the prestige trophy of this country. It's outlasted how many leagues, including potentially the one we're in now? It ain't no guarantees, man. Trust me. As an old U.S. soccer fan, there's no guarantees things last. So the one thing that has lasted, it's been this tournament. So get it. Make it happen. Starts with this match. 5 wins, as the team even says, to get there. That is not a long way away. That's a quick run. So let's do this. Take it seriously and get there. To the supporters that are taking it seriously and traveling there in the middle of the week, you know some are taking some time off of work, that's for sure. Good on you for doing that. Good on you for taking it as seriously as you are. I know the numbers will only grow if we get farther down the rounds. And yes, we host the next one, so that's even better. So let's do it. Go make some noise out there. Own their house. Show them how it's done. I have confidence that you will. To the rest of you guys, watch the game for sure. But also watch the other games in the lead-up because there's going to be a lot of games on tomorrow. support it that way as well. Get an interesting look at some of the teams that we really don't get to see much. And you'll realize that soccer is a lot better than you think it is in this country. It is. So enjoy the games as we get to see these teams we really usually don't get to see. So have fun with that. And the final thing, of course, thank you guys for coming out on short notice on a Tuesday night, supporting us once again. Shout out to Defenders as well for sending some love our way and some fans. Again, forever thankful, forever grateful for you guys and what you've done for us as well. And on that note, final word goes to Tony.
Stay golden, Los Angeles.
And I guess that brings it to me. Stay golden, Los Angeles. And of course, let's go get that cup.
Thank you for listening to the Heart of LAFC. Make sure to leave us a rating and review on iTunes or Stitcher. Shoulder to shoulder, the black and gold is taking over.